Chapter 13. Air, and though a circulating library is a favorable school for the study of such topics, it has very scant allusion to fine clothes, fine marriages, fine houses, or fine life. Some persons might object to the papers being signed occasionally with rather fine names, but this is an American fashion. One of the provinces of the state legislature of Massachusetts is to alter ugly names into pretty ones, as the children improve upon the tastes of their parents. These changes costing little or nothing, scores of Marianne's are solemnly converted into Bevelina's every session. It is said that on the occasion of a visit from General Jackson or General Harrison to this town, I forget which, but it is not to the purpose, he walked through 3 miles and a half of these young ladies all dressed out with parasols and silk stockings. But as I am not aware that any worse consequence ensued than a sudden looking up of all the parasols and silk stockings in the market, and perhaps the bankruptcy of some speculative New Englander who bought them all up at any price, in expectation of a demand that never came, I set no great store by the circumstance. In this brief account of Lowell, and inadequate expression of the gratification it yielded me, and cannot fail to afford to any foreigner to whom the condition of such people at home is a subject of interest and anxious speculation, I have carefully abstained from drawing a comparison between these factories and those of our own land. Many of the circumstances whose strong influence has been at work for years in our manufacturing towns have not arisen here, and there is no manufacturing population in Lowell, so to speak. For these girls, often the daughters of small farmers, come from other states, remain a few years in the mills, and then go home for good. The contrast would be a strong one, for it would be between the good and evil, the living light and deepest shadow. I abstain from it, because I deem it just to do so. But I only the more earnestly adjure all those whose eyes may rest on these pages, to pause and reflect upon the difference between this town and those great haunts of desperate misery. To call to mind, if they can in the midst of party strife and squabble, the efforts that must be made to purge them of their suffering and danger. And last, and foremost, to remember how the precious time is rushing by. I returned at night by the same railroad, and in the same kind of car. One of the passengers, being exceedingly anxious to expound at great length to my companion, not to me, of course, the true principles on which books of travel in America should be written by Englishmen, I feigned to fall asleep. But glancing all the way out at window from the corners of my eyes, I found abundance of entertainment for the rest of the ride in watching the effects of the wood fire, which had been invisible in the morning, but were now brought out in full relief by the darkness. For we were traveling in a whirlwind of bright sparks, which showered about us like a storm of fiery snow. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.